Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahuwah's radio. Is now on the air. I be your host by name, your Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Coming to Exile, Biblical Scholarly Journey of the True Israel, the Israelites, from Israel, scattered through every nation upon the sun, the one you call African American, nickel, and color, and supercone. It's a live broadcast. This is tape number 28. The date of this tape is 3/28/2024. March the 28th. 2024 live broadcast, and we're looking on the international side, and we see it's over 900,000 packed on the international side. But on the side that it's time to get something going on, it's blank. Why is that? Sooner or later you'll recognize the signs of time, and you'll get in where you fit in at. And we do want to touch on a little bit more of what happens after death, and wake the children of Israel up to let them know that we have to gear ourselves into what Yahuwah has told us to do. He got a great big feast coming up called Passover. That's the time that we're supposed to meet, greet, eat them up, drink them up, discuss all the old times and everything and the good times. Passover coming up on the 14th day of the first month, Abib. See? Passover. That's the day before let it all hang out. And we'll discuss more about that later. But right now we want to complete to talk about what happened after death and how to prepare ourselves, and for the six anointed council to be prepared to how to teach it when anyone of your loved ones deceased. What you do, how you do it, how you make it work, how you lead by example to yourself, to others. That's a game changer. So we see the left side is kind of quiet. So what we're going to do, we see if we put a tape on until the left side packs up bones, they're going to get in where they fit in at. Then we'll come back live once the left side of the one that's going to get in. Remember, harvest is plenty. It's plenty of work to do, Steve Roy, in this ministry. Remember one thing, we have to go for ourselves. That's why we need big piece of land, school, banquet hall, radio station, and all that's us already in the making. You know, it won't be long before we be relocating or then coming back. They're gonna relocate and build. They're going to set the stage in a such place. Then once we build that base up, we're still coming back and build from the ground up. So it all won't happen. Why? Because of Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17 says, if you talk about it, you call it, although it's not as it is, then guess what? It will be. That's what you got to do, see, right? That's what we're going to do. Let's see if we find a tape to put on. Then we'll come back live a little bit later. Once elders and the mothers come on the broadcast, then we'll come back live. But see, the seer always ready to go. Because the seer's job is to point the way on what we should be doing according to Sirach 10:1 and Sirach 37:21-23 and 26. See, once you know your purpose and you know your role to do, then you do it. You give it all you got. So we're going to do it. Give it all we got. Lead by example. See, we just don't just talk a good game. We walk a good game. And then another thing, well, since I'm got a little more time, it's about our health. We got to do something about our health. Because if you don't, Doc Cook going to keep us down. And once you find out that you are Israelite descent, certain foods was not designed for you to eat according to your maker. Certain foods you're supposed to be eating. I mean, if you eat it, make sure it's in moderation. Like, for example, chicken and cow. You don't make that up. Every meal you have, you know hog is forbidden, period. But chicken, hog, and cow, if you can eliminate chicken, hog, and cow for about 90 days, no chicken, no hog, no cow for 90 days. It's just like, for example, an old can of paint that's been sent into the corner. You said, I found some brown paint. He said, I don't know that brown paint been sitting there. I don't know if it's open, take a look at it. And you see that brown paint inside of that can? It's all stuck, sticky, clogged up, lumped up. What do you do? What do you do with that? You know what you do? You go get some water, right, and a stick. And you keep pouring water into that paint and taking that stick, stirring it up. That's the same thing you got to do with blood clots in your body. The same thing. When you got blood clots in your body all stopped up, you got to do as you done a brown can of paint. You pour water in it and a stick and you stir it all up. And you keep stirring it and stirring it and stirring it until it loosens up, right? Then it gets nice and, you know, same. only thing you got to do about your body. You got to remember one thing. The older you get, the more you want to lay in that bed and sit around and just watch that one-eye thing, right? And talk on that phone and that internet. But what that do for your blood system? Your blood system has to have plenty of water in it, and you got to bounce your blood up. You must shake your blood up. If you don't shake your blood up, you will have blood clots. And you will always have Doc Cook telling you something. But he will never tell you to cut that starch eating out, that whole chicken and cow for 90 days and exercise. See, you go get you an air stepper. And what you do, you get on the air stepper for 1 minute. You bounce on that air stepper for 1 minute. Then you rest up. Then you build from there. That's all you got to do. You build from there. What you got to do, you got to keep shaking your blood up until your blood starts circulating. But you don't put no chicken, hog, and cow in it. You know, eat your vegetables, your green food. And that's what you got to do. If you do that, you eliminate Doc Cook. You eliminate all the problems in your body. And you rejuvenate your body by getting you an air stepper. And stay on it by 1 minute. And then build from there. Remember. You remember the old can of paint that's sitting to the side. That paint is sitting to the side for one reason. It have been sitting there so long, and all the way you're going to rejuvenate that paint, you got to pour water in it and take a stick and keep stirring it, stirring it, stirring it, stirring it. If you do that, then that paint will loosen up, right? Same thing about your body. I know you pay the seal, don't never mind. But the seal trying to tell you how to help yourself. Because we won't see you standing tall at the time appointed. But the only way you're standing tall, you got to pay the seal some never mind. Because one thing about you, you ain't got but one body. And if you don't exercise that body and shake that blood up, that blood keep thickening on you, it can always have you with blood clogs, and you always going to be stuck with old Doc Cook. And old Doc Cook can always work you over. If you're tired of Doc Cook working you over, then pay the seal some never mind and stop all that bad eating and exercise. All you got to do, start with 1 minute. You do 1 minute, that's all you got to do. Then be up from there. 1 minute. Then you keep bouncing that blood up. Then when that blood get loosen up, you'll know it.
Long Post Radio.
So we're going to put a tape on.
Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh's Radio, is now on the air. I be your host. Thy name, your seer. Israel, of Seed Royal. Well, we're doing a series called Covenant to Exile. The biblical and scholarly journey of the true Israel, the Israelite, the one you call African American and Negro and color. The Israelites of the Bible. Live broadcast on a Wednesday, 3/27/2024. March 27th, 2024. Live broadcast. Hosea Israel. So we're looking on the international side, we see it's packed jam. They're ready to go, but on the left side, they're not ready to go. So what we do, we used to put a tape on until those, you gotta always be ready, always ready to go. And thus says Yahweh, you gotta give it all you got because it can't be your last. And we're gonna touch on, again, a little bit more about what happens before and after death. We'll touch on a little bit more about that for the Six Anointed Camp to be clear how to stay in front of when these things happen, which is going to happen to every man and woman, death. And those that have to organize the death, the dead ones, exactly what you do according to the Bible, to stay in line with, thus says Yahweh, until staying in line with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So you have to stay in line with the Bible. And then you be in position to help others. When that time is on them, you be able to help them. So what we're going to do, we're just going to put on a tape of a previous broadcast or whatever. Until. Anyway, that's what we do. So you put a tape on. That's what we do. Let's see if we put a tape on for right now. But when it comes in the room, we're going back live, but if we find a tape to put on to help us understand some things, then what we do, we go live once those of the Six Anointed Camps come in the room, then we'll come back and go live out of this time. If we basically find us a tape to put on. That's what we'll do. And that give me a chance to do a lot of things until they throw a packing into the room. And once they pack into the room, then we take the tape off and we'll come back to you live by that sound. Remember one thing, see right here. It's a live broadcast. It's a Wednesday, 3/27/2024, live broadcast, take number 27. Take number 27. And we're discussing, showing you sound information, what happens before and after death, and exactly what we got to do to stay in line with Yahweh. What you want to do to make sure you stay in line with him. That's the one got all the power. He the one that's going to be the one that called for the bodies of old to get up. He's going to be the one to do it. He's going to say bodies of old Well, all the way back to the foundation of the world, he said, get up, bodies, and they're going to hear him. And the body's going to hear him. And then the body's going to get up. And those that have done well, you're going to raise up Adam first. And those that have done well, you're going to raise them up. So remember one thing. Don't let nobody tell you about how the dead are going to get up. Because Yahweh is going to tell you in the lesson, they're going to get up by hearing the voice of the Son. All that's in the ground, you hear what I said? All that's in the ground is going to get up. You hear what I just said? All that's in the ground. Everybody that's born of a woman is in the ground. None of it's up and away. So keep that in your mind. None up and away. That's Christianity, bad teaching. So what we're going to do, we're going to put a tape on for right now until those on the left side come in the room. Once they come in the room, then what we do, we'll go live. See, always ready to go. So see, give it all he got. Every time you come on the broadcast and be your last, you got to make sure you give it all you got. And thus says Yahweh. So what we'll do, we'll put a tape on until those of the six anointed council come in the room, and then we'll get back to teaching on whatever the Almighty give us to teach on. How that sound? That sound good? Let's see if we find a tape to put on. Then once the elder come in the room and others come in the room and Dawud and Yahweh come to the room, it will come back live. Remember, the harvest is plenty, but the labor is few. There's plenty of work to be done. Oh, yeah, plenty of work to be done. But you got to really want to get off into this thing. And I'm hook, line, and sinker on taking care of Yahweh's business. I care less for all the stuff that they start up, they accuse you of, because all that can come to nothing as long as you stay in Yahweh. That's the game changer, stay in Yahweh. And you can take it from there. Because you're going to be accused of many things. But you got to stay in Yahweh. Yahweh say, I got you. If you believe it. If you believe Yahweh saying he got you, then he got you. First thing we find a previous broadcast and put a tape on. And once they line up in the room, then we'll come back. That's what we do. We'll come back later on. of the biblical godly journey of the true Israel, the Israelites, from Israel to be scattered all over the world, and one day must return back to Israel to be in the kingdom, not up and away. Children of Israel is returned back to where his homeland is at. And that is where Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, southern kingdom. All right, it's live broadcasting, but we do have made a little adjustment because we just want to make sure you're clear about what happens after death. And we're going to continue down that road for the six and all the cats to understand that once death is going to hit everybody. But you guys know how to, you guys know what the Bible says pertains to death and exactly what's going on for these preachers. One just have you in debt for the rest of your life after a funeral arrangement. I'll tell you all about the Bible. One thing about it is like the Amalad chaser. The preachers love to work you over and work your pockets over. Matter of fact, it reminds me about the place that we head down to, Charlotte. The captain said, you know this place, it really, you know, it's big, wide, and everything, but all the time it really packed in is when they have funeral arrangements. He said, all the time, this place will be packed all the way in, although it seats close to over 2,000 people. He said, but all the time, it packs in when they have a funeral arrangement. You see that? Funeral arrangement. That's when everybody come out for a funeral. Everybody comes out for a funeral. But it says biblical-wise, what do you do after death according to the Bible? According to Christianity. What do you do according to the Bible after death? We'll talk all about that a little bit later. So we see one of the young lions in, where it is, do his part and thus says Yahweh. And we also see Brother G. That was, you know, soon later he's going to take some notes and ask some questions and get in where you fit in at. So we put up our Brother G.L. to understand one thing. This Bible is for real. It has been taught wrong by others. We try to bring it back to your table, how to teach this Bible right to yourself and to your loved ones, because everybody's going to taste from death. But you have to know exactly what happens after death and how long you're going to be in that predicament according to the Bible, not according to Christianity. Because Christianity pastors have you up and away stones, and they be able to communicate with you from your casket to heaven. Well, they do it like that. But if that's biblically correct when you open the Bible, we're going to find out. Let's see if we bring a young lion in and get something going on. Let's see if we bring a young lion in and say, you're really hard on that microphone. Now, Brother G. Edwards, if you ever want to holler at that microphone a little bit and you want to talk some Bible, you know, just let us know. And we'll get you in there, let you holler at that microphone too, because it's a big job ahead of us. Even where we're heading down to, you got to be in order. Because like I said, you can hear things right around the corner, so all we're doing now is getting in order to be prepared to teach the Bible, not teach people's emotions. So y'all lying. One of the public teachers out of Clap 1. Y'all pop me to that feed right here.
Y'all pop that to that. See ya. Israel, us being warriors. Hallelujah, God. called each of the seers. I like all that type of
of the true Israelites with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we are live. This is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. And Dolly Yahweh said, listen, I better get in there on that microphone so we can go live. Dolly Yahweh is going to on that microphone. As long as the big dignitaries do right, we're going to get something going on. So it's another live broadcast. And like we said earlier, this is tape number 28 of 3, March of 28, 2024. And what we're doing, we're getting in order. And make sure we clear about what happened after death and how to keep our health together. Because we gotta eliminate Doc Cook. And the only way you eliminate Doc Cook, you got to look at old paint bucket sitting around and got all hard and everything else. What you do for that bucket? Again, you put water in that bucket and you beat it with a stick until it softens up and get all nice and soupy and everything. That's the same thing you got to do about your body. You cannot sit there and just sit around and just hot on that, watch that one eye fade and sit in that chair and sleep in that bed. Your blood gets thicker and thicker and thicker. And eat all that, and eating that whole chicken and cow. Stay off for about 90 days. Watch what happens to your body. You'll feel much better. And you got to exercise. Drink a lot of water. Get you a stepping machine where you can was not pounding your legs on that pavement and get to the air machine where you just step on an air machine and bounce that blood up. You got to keep them blood clots from getting in your body, and them blood clots is what caused you always. Doc Cook got his hand on you because you dehydrated. You got them blood clots in your body. And always get them blood clots out of your body, you got to drink a lot of water and you got to bounce it up. You got to shake it up. You got to shake your blood up. You know, you got people go in and they get blood transfusion and all that kind of stuff. And some people have their blood taken out and cleansed and turn around the machine and put it back in your body. It's how you feel now. I feel real good. Listen, you ain't got to do all that. Just drink you some spring water. At least a half a gallon a day. Get you a stepper machine. Bounce up and down on it. Start with just doing 1 minute. Just do 1 minute. Rest up. All right, you got your 1 minute in. You come back and do a couple more. Then you build it up until you start getting your blood to circulate with that water. And leave that chicken, hog, and cow alone for 90 days. And watch how your body rejuvenates itself. Watch how your blood pressure be under control. You'll stop the aging process inside your body. See, everybody like to look good on outside your body, but you inside your body is like a brown can of paint somewhere. Stopped all up. Ain't no way you gonna do nothing to that brown can of paint. Once you take that top off on it, but put some water in it and a stick and beat it up. Put a stick in it, you beat it up, it loosen up, then you can use that paint. Same thing about your body. See, we're trying to help you. And see, our job is trying to help you. That's our job, you know. You know, I think about something the daughter of Yahuwah said. She said, you know, see, I want to teach the young babies the word of Yahuwah. See, that will come to pass. And that can come to pass big time. So, you got to be a path to teach them the Bible on every point before the system get a hold to them. You better teach them real good. So now, Mother D. of Israel came in the room. Now we can get some more going on. Daughter Yahuwah. So now we can go real live now. And I like that. See, those seer always ready to go. Because seer, I'm being seen to picture exactly what it is. Know why it's going to happen. Because we are already put on the table. Romans 4:17. You call things, although they're not as they are. And one thing about it, Yahuwah will activate them angels on you. And the angels come tell them, you know, they're talking the right stuff. And when you talk the right stuff, Yahuwah will intervene. So let me tell you, see, Reyes, get in where you fit in at. This thing for real. The 6 morning council can take care of his business. You better ordained to take care of his business. We will be relocating in a place real huge. But our thing is, we got to get teachers prepared. Got to get them prepared. And we're going to build there. We're going to set the base. What we're going to do there, we're going to establish the base there. But we're coming back this way again and build the ground up. So we're going to go away, establish the vision, get everything going. Get on Facebook, Twitter, all them broadcasts, and they're going to show that big old place with that wrought iron fence around, the sign shining and flashing and everything else, and that's going to get them going. So when they do come in, we got to be prepared to teach real good. Now, once we teach real good, remember, we're there to build up the base. And while that's going on, back this way, they'll be building from the ground up. It will be building from the ground up a place even bigger than where we're going to. So the seer's job is to see who's going to be prepared to get in where they've been in and be prepared to take care of this Bible on any subject matter. Our people's in bad shape. Yahuwah wants to intervene. But he won't intervene as long as we stuck into the world. We got more worldly things to do than Yahuwah's business. We've been created to take care of Yahuwah's business. And we're going to do it. And we're going to find out what Moses said in the 32nd chapter, 33rd chapter. Matter of fact, we're going to read that after we bring daughter Yahweh in and mother D. of Israel in. We're going to read exactly what Moses said to the whole nation of Israel. He asked him a question. And we'll find out after we bring daughter Yahuwah in, mother dear of Israel in. And we're going to find out something. Daughter Yahuwah, one of the sisters out of Calvary. Yahuwah bid you that to your grace.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent.
Now, Mother dear, Israel, Mother dear, Israel, Yahuwah be with you. Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel of Sirah.
Hallelujah, that's right. That's what I want. I want all the blessings I can get. I want all the blessings I can get, Mother, because Mother. Hallelujah, hey, hallelujah, that's what it's all about. We got to lead by example. Hey, Yahuwah going to do everything he got written in his Bible. Yahuwah going to he's going to do everything he got written in his Bible. It's already there. It's been ordained to do it. And we got a big job ahead of us, but we got to find out some great things, Mother dear of Israel. Look directly at Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Daughter, meet me over there in Deuteronomy 33. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. What does it say that, Mother dear of Israel?
Okay. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Hey, Luke, chapter 12. And it reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, Mother dear Israel, the righteous spirit will kick in. That's if you do right. So we got to do right. You want the right spirit to do it. To be with you, we got to do right. That's all we're saying. We got to do right. Now, Daughter Yahuwah. Now, Moses was, he was up on the, he was up in the mountain of Horeb, getting the orders from Yahuwah the Son. He was up in Horeb, and he was getting his instructions. But while he was getting his instructions, Yahuwah, you know, he covers everything, you know, told Moses, he said, look, Moses, some people down there, you've been gone just for a minute or two. Now, they don't corrupt themselves. They down there shaking them up and shaking them down. You know, they've done a lot of things that ain't good. So Moses got very mad about this thing. And Moses said something to him, that daughter of Yahuwah, about this business of Yahuwah's business. He said something, daughter of Yahuwah. We're going to see what he said in the book of Exodus. Something he said, Daughter Yahuwah, in the book of Exodus, but I'm struggling right now on what Moses said once Yahuwah gave him all that instructions. And then he told Moses, hey, Moses, get on down there, because them people's around there, them children of the book, they all over the place. Now, Moses said something to him, Daughter Yahuwah. Let's see what he said, what that is. Let's go to 32 of Exodus. See, while Moses was up there talking to Yahuwah, the children of Israel, they was doing their thing. They was partying. Let's see what he says in 32, verse 7. Let's read a little bit. Exodus. Tape number 28, March the 28, 2024. We're going to open up tape 28, special edition call Thursday evening, and 32 verse 7. Daughter Yahuwah, you on the clock, come out.
The book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, in the YHWH, Yahuwah said unto Moses, go get thee down for your people, which thou brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Keep reading. get on down, Moses. So while Moses was catching out there, daughter, the angel was telling Yahweh, see, Yahweh can take care of more business than see, we can take care of one business at a time. Yahweh can take care of the whole world at a time. He sees everything. You know, so Moses was getting his order together, and he said, get on down there, some people going to corrupt themselves. What's they done in verse 8, daughter? What do they do? Come on, read a little bit more. What do they do?
Chapter 32, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these be thy Yahweh, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 9. And the YHWH Yahweh said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Verse 10. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee a great nation. Verse 11. And Moses besought the Yahweh, his Yahweh, and said, Yahweh, why doest thou wax hot against your people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Verse 12. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy city, from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against your people. Verse 13. But Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swear by your own self, saith unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Verse 14. And the YHWH Yahweh repented the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Verse 15. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other were they written. Verse 16. And the tables were the work of YHWH Yahweh, and the writing was the writing of YHWH Yahweh graven upon the table. Verse 17. And Yahshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted. He said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. Verse 18. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Verse 19. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed pot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and broke them beneath the mount. Verse 20. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto, verse 21, and Moses said unto Aaron, what did the children of Israel that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Verse 22, and Aaron said, let not the anger of my Yahweh wax hot. Thou knowest the children of Israel, that they are set on mischief. Verse 23. For the children of Israel said unto me, make us Yahweh, which shall go before us. For as this Moses, this man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. Verse 24. And I said unto the children of Israel, whomsoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. Verse 25, and when Moses saw that the children of Israel were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Verse 26, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the YHWH's Yahweh's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto Moses.
Excellent. Right there, daughter. So you see, that's why this job is a big job. That's the same thing we got to find out. We got to find out exactly Mother dear of Israel. We got to find out about that 12, verse number 30 in Matthew. We got to find out something, Mother. Hey, Mother dear of Israel. In Matthew's 12, verse 30, let's talk about it for a minute, Mother dear of Israel. Let's talk about Matthew's 12, 30. Because we clear that it's a big job on the table, and those seers got to find out exactly who going to be prepared. It ain't got nothing to do based upon seniority. It's about doing Yahweh's business. Because if, I'm going to tell you something. We was created to take care of Yahweh's business. What it says in 12, verse 30 there, Mother D of Israel. Let's see what's going on in Matthew 12, 30. Mother D of Israel, what's going on with that verse? Come on.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 30 reads, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters abroad.
Hear the man say it, Mother? He said, if you're not with the sixth anointed camp, you're going to be scattered abroad. Where? In the brain. You're going to be all over the place. See, Yahweh got an order about this thing, and sooner or later, I got to find out, I got to make sure I know exactly what's going on as we head down to that great big old capacity place. I got to know who is prepared to take care of this man's business. Who prepared? It's too many rooms up in there. It's too much school up in there. Fear can be run all around people. I got to know who's taking care of Yahweh's business. So this is a trying period right now, Mother dear Israel. We got to find out what's going on. So the harvest is plenty, but the labor's this proof? Matter of fact, read that verse, Mother. What is that verse in Matthew chapter 9? What is that verse about the harvest? It's plenty of work to be done. But all we do is stay on the sidelines and peek behind the curtain. But this thing going to bust wide open big time, and it's already in the making. So we still got to find out exactly who prepared to take care of big business. See, you don't want to wait till you end up with a better half. Now, a better half, y'all all that behind the picket fence, y'all skinning and grinning, and you find out that your better half is a devil. God, dog. I didn't know you was a devil. Well, it was because you didn't do what the Bible told you to do first. See, the Bible told you to do something first. Hey, daughter Yahqua, the Bible told you to do something first in Surah 6, verse 7, one verse. What did the Bible tell you to do at the get-go? Surah 6, verse 7, daughter Yahqua, what's the Bible tell you to do?
Okay, you say Sirach chapter 6, the book of Sirach chapter 6, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Sirach chapter 6, verse 7. The book of Sirach chapter 6, verse 7 reads, if thou wouldest get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit him.
You see that?
Verse 8.
You see that? That's right there. That's all I need. So you see, if you get a friend, you gotta try that friend. You just don't sit there. I met me Mr. or Mrs. Genuine. How long you know them? I know about 5 hours. 5 hours. You don't make no move. You gotta try that friend. You gotta see what you're working with. You gotta put some taxes on them. You gotta try them through this book. Is you gonna do some of this book or not? Well, I don't know. Well, then you go on somewhere and sit down somewhere. See, we got to help these peoples to come. That's why it'll be no accident that we're gonna be in this great big old place, but we gotta help these people. They mind is in bad shape. They think everything is in the world and everything is in this book. So we gotta meet them where they're at. But you gotta try that friend. All of a sudden, you start crediting that friend. You got to try that friend. And if you try your friend, it's through this book. What's Sam, mother?
Matthew's 9:37-38.
All right, good. Bring it out there, mother. Bring it out. Thank you.
About
Thank you,
the laborers.
Okay, what about it?
Matthew's 9:37-38 reads.
Okay,
then said he unto Matthew's 9:37-38.
Mm-hmm.
Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. 38. Pray you, therefore, Yahweh of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
You see that? So you see that, mother? So we have done it already. We done prayed to Yahweh. Yahweh done, he done showed his hand. He done showed his big black hand in grand style. He done put land all around Camp 1. On every side, and all that land, you know, a lot of them did not see it, but the seer seen it. All that's going to be built from the ground up, fixed up. But he's going to send his ministry down the road a piece to establish the base, establish it. And why we down there, we're going to be establishing place, and then back this way, it's going to be building from the ground up. That's how it's going to be. Can you up front? That's how it's going to be. That's why the seer job got found out exactly who's going to step up for Yahweh's business. Who's going to be about Yahweh? That's what Moses said. Moses said, look here. Who is about Yahweh's business? Come, That's what he was about. Not your personal thing. Your personal thing, Yahweh can take care of at a time appointed. Matter of fact, if you get a precept on that, mother. And Matthew 6, give me 24 and 33. Let me show you what Yahweh said. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 and 33, mother D.F. Israel, what did Yahweh say? Let's talk about what Yahweh said. That's the game changer. What did he say in 6, 24 and 33?
Okay, Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
What do you say in Matthew 6:24 and 33?
No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. 33. But seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
And let's get a case in point, mother. So that's why we have to lead by example. In the book, Ezekiel, mother, D.F. Israel, I'm gonna give you a case in point. Remember, he said, try a friend before you get a friend. We read all that good stuff. That's right. Now, I'm gonna get a case in point. Remember, he always stopped. Matter of fact, hey, daughter Yahweh, I read that. 1 Peter chapter 4, daughter of Yahweh, give me 17 down to verse 19, and mother, D.F. Israel, meet me over here in the 24th chapter, verse 14. I'll be looking for 24:14 of Ezekiel, but daughter Yahweh, what it say in 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 through 19?
The book of 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 17 through 19. Verse 17 reads, and if you call on the Father who without respect of person judges
according to...
Chapter 4, verse 17 reads, for this time has come that judgment must begin at the family of Yahweh. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the covenant, the law of the YHWH Yahweh? Verse 18, and if the righteous scarcely barely be saved, where shall the unrighteous and the sinner appear? Verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of YHWH Yahweh commit the keeping of their souls to Yahweh in well-doing, as unto a faithful.
So otherwise, run out of gas by doing well doing in Yahweh. Don't run out of gas for partying in this world. If you're going to run out of gas, make sure you run out of gas or just beat. You beat for what reason you beat? Well, I dumped me some Yahweh, and I didn't really beat me down this time. Well, then that's a good thing. But don't do what Moses, Yahweh told Moses, get on down there. Those people down there, they party. They don't corrupt themselves. They down there. Joshua said, hey, they down there jumping up and down. He said, they partying down there, Joshua. They partying down there. They not taking care of Yahweh's business. They taking care of their own thing. And see, that's when Yahweh holds back the blessings from us. but he opened the door. But the key two, we got to all remember. The first one, Yahuwah hit in the mouth, is the head of the leadership. That's the first one on hitting the mouth. So when you think about, oh, I want to be in leadership, understand one thing. Yahuwah hit you in your mouth. He went you right in your mouth. So that's the king. Now, if you do get hit in your mouth, then Yahuwah deal with you. According to Hebrews 12, we're not going to go read that. But we're going to read about how Yahuwah starts from the top. You know, so don't never put Yahuwah's business as an afterburner. Now, Mother P give a case in point in the book of Ezekiel. Now, here go a case in point. Take your time, Mother, and whatever we told you in Ezekiel, bring it on out in grand style. You on the clock. Come on.
Ezekiel 24:14. I, Yahuwah, have spoken it. Shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent, according to your ways and according to thou doing, shall thou judge you, says Yahuwah.
Go ahead. Now he's talking to now. Well, hold on, yeah. Well, keep seeing, reading. Well, let me get in there now. Since you paused, let me get in there. So now Yahuwah says, so I'm not gonna repent. He's talking to Ezekiel the seer. He's I'm not gonna draw back. Understand Ezekiel the seer. He's a little here. It's something I'm gonna do, and I'm not gonna stand. I'm not gonna draw back. That's what he tells Ezekiel the seer. Then all of a sudden. What happened in verse 15 there, Mother dear of Israel? Let's see what happens in verse 15 and 16. What happened?
Verse 15 and verse 16. Also the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, 16, Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of thine eyes with a stroke, yet neither shall thou mourn, nor weep, neither shall thou tears run down.
Ain't that something? You see, he told Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, you know what I'm going to do for you, Ezekiel? I ain't going to repent. He said, I'm going to take away the desires of your eyes with a stroke. See, remember one thing, what we can't tell you, especially in leadership. Put Yahuwah first in leadership. Ezekiel was the man of the hour at this time. So evidently Ezekiel was doing something that his Ezekiel desires wasn't totally focused on Yahuwah's business. So Yahuwah said, Ezekiel, you know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna take away the desires of your eyes. Whatever he was number one of his desire in his eyes, it could be your Cadillac, it could be your Stacy Adams shoes, it could be whatever. Whatever desire, your job can be desires of your eyes. He said, I'm going to take that away from you, Ezekiel. And you better not cry when I do it. Now he told Hosea. And what happened next in verse 17?
Verse 17. Forbear to cry. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thine head upon thee and put on your shoes upon your feet and cover not thy lips and eat not the bread of men.
Hey.
18. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded.
Ain't that something? That's it. Ain't that something? You hear what he said? So what was Ezekiel? What was the seer desire? What was his desire of his eyes?
His wife.
God said he's going to do? What did he say he's going to do? But what did he say he's going to do? What did he say he's going to do? What did he say? I mean, we need not just read verses. What did he say he's going to do? Read verse 16 again there, Mother D up Israel. Look what he said. Just what, all this about the 16.
Okay.
Read 16.
Ezekiel 24:16. Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shall thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down.
So what was Ezekiel's desire of his eyes? What was the desire of Ezekiel's eyes of his wife? His wife. His better half was the desire of his ass. And we can have our kids to be desires of our eyes. We can have our grandmother is desires of our eyes. When you're doing Yahuwah's business, desires of your eyes will be about Yahuwah's business. Because if Yahuwah see any interference of you taking care of Yahuwah's business, this right here is only a shadow, how he rolls. And he always start from the top. That's why we keep telling you, put this man first. Do Yahuwah's business first. Take care of this man first. Because if you got something else that's holding you back from doing Yahuwah's business, Yahuwah moves on you. Here it is right here. So desire was his wife. See, when you're in leadership, and you start from the top, you got to make sure one thing, you got Yahuwah right. Them piece of kids, I got them. But I tell them plainly, there's no need of communicating with me at all on the Sabbath day. Because I ain't hearing that. After the Sabbath or before the Sabbath, talk your talk. But when it comes down to Yahuwah's business, I'm going to get that out of the way. So if anything y'all want to do with the old daddy, it got to be before the Sabbath day or after the Sabbath day. I'm not going to do nothing to break the Sabbath day. You kids of mine would not be desires of my eyes because Yahuwah give you an example. That's what we're trying to tell you. If you're going to do Yahuwah's business, don't let nothing be desires of your eyes but Yahuwah's business. Then all them things that you want will be added to you. You got to make sure you take care of Yahuwah's business. And remember, you always start from the top and work yourself down to the bottom. He hit leadership in the mouth first. Because how you going to be able to correct anybody if you ain't got, if you've been Teflon? How you help somebody and nothing happened to you? No. He hitting you in your mouth first. But if you endure this, then Yahuwah deal with you according to Hebrews 12, verse 4 down to 11. We're not reading it. But if you don't endure it, you'll be kicked to the side. And that's what we're trying to tell you. Do Yahuwah's business, six anointed camps. Do this man's business. We've been ordained to take care of Yahuwah's business. Let's do his business first, and all them things that you want, it will be added to you. Let's get a precept on that Mother D up Israel. Let's go to the 7th chapter of the book of Numbers. So that verse is 4. So we go on the book of Numbers. I keep telling the 6 anointed camps, you got to make a Bible decision. Stop making a worldly decision because Yahuwah is watching you. Make sure when you make a decision, the Bible support what you're doing. Now, if you do it that way, the desires of your eyes will be by Yahuwah's business, then you got a number of blessings coming. But if your desires of your eyes are about anything, family members or anything will have you to bumming around with or still doing Yahuwah's business, you're going to lose. Let me get a precept right now. We're on the 7th chapter. The book, make it Judges, Mother. Mother is going to the 7th chapter of Judges. And we're going to pick it up verse 3. let's see what was going on. Because everybody can run their mouth when everything is in their favor. We can run their mouth big time when you got all your brothers and sisters with you. You can talk a lot of big smack because you know everything is in your favor. But let's take a look at something that Yahuwah said to Gideon at 7 verse 3. Hey, Mother Day of Israel, what he said in 7 verse number 3? What he said we can read?
Judges chapter 7 verse 3. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and their return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. Verse 4. And Yahuwah said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the waters, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. Verse 5. So he brought down the people unto the water, and Yahuwah said unto Gideon, everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog lapping, him shall you set by yourself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink. Verse 6. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 3,000 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water.
300 men, go ahead.
Okay. 300 men. Okay, verse 7. And Yahuwah said to Gideon, by the 300 men that lapsed, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the others people go, every man unto his place.
See that? So he said, Mother. So you see, he said it was 25,000 people. He said, well, but that ain't right. That ain't about this business. See, that's why Yahuwah said, ain't about this business. He said, you got to try them. You bring them down to the water, and that water is just words. You put some word on them, you see what they be about. Is it about this business or not? When it's time to put yourself secondary to Yahuwah's business, you're going to find out exactly who's working with you. See? You're going to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. So he said, 25,000, the one that got that dog mentality, they want to do this thing in grand style, they're going to total to be about 300 of them. But all the rest of them, let them go on back home and peep behind the curtain. And that's the same thing we got to try in these six anointed camps. Who about this man's business? This business is going to bust wide open big time. The seer got to find out who about this man's business. Is you going to put this man's business first, or you going to keep on, woe is me with the Baruch spirit on the 45th chapter of Jeremiah? You got to be about Yahuwah's business. You got to be about Yahuwah's business on the way he's got it written in his book. So he'll take away the desires of your eyes with a stroke. See, this man don't change. Remember Malachi 3, verse 6? He don't change. Hebrews 13, verse 8. He don't change. If you don't know what Yahuwah is going to do today, you look back at yesterday. If you're about this man's business and you're trying to say you in leadership or you got appearance of leadership, Yahuwah will get to working on you. And how you know he's working on you? When you can't find no scriptures. When you're all over the place, you're a backbiter, murmuring, and complainer, that sign of Yahuwah ain't working with you. That sign right there. You're about yourself, and when you're about yourself, it's going to show up. Give me a precept, Mother, 32, 23 of Numbers. And the seer's job is to see what you're working with, according to this Bible. Numbers 32, verse 23, what it say?
Numbers 32, verse 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahuwah, and be sure your sins will find you out.
You see that? He said, Yahuwah said, be for sure your sins gonna find you out. If you got any idol in your head, if you ain't gonna do Yahuwah's business, Yahuwah gonna detect it. And the seer's job is to bring it out. We got to know exactly. And how I watch everybody from the page of this book. I know what you own by the page of this book. I know when you're about Yahuwah's business. I watch the growth there. Yeah. The growth is through the page of this book. But you still thumbing around this old book and can't get right and make statements all outside this book. We know Yahuwah ain't working with you. Yahuwah exposing your hand that when it get hard and heavy, you will not be in the trenches anyway. So all that you got to know, you can't wait till you get behind the picket fences. Then you find out, oh, I didn't know you was like that. No, you better find out now. And that's a serious job. To find out, and your sins going to find you out. No doubt about it. And look at WCC say. See, well, what you just got through saying, we better cut off daughter of Yahuwah. She do talking for the night. Now, what about that? Well. Well, I say again, it's your radio station. But we at hand to come. Let's read that, Mother. And let's read that. Let's read about what he got for us to come. See, that's why we keep telling those don't get in where you fit in at. The world gonna do what they got to do. You just got to do what you got to do. I got to find out who going to step to the plate and take care of Yahuwah's business. Because the big dignitaries, they're going to do what they got to do on every perspective. What I said, turn to it again, Mother? I just said something, Mother. It slipped my mind when I just said about something. But I'll tell you what, it slipped my mind.
We just read in Numbers 32:23.
And your sins but I just got the memo saying daughter Yahuwah is gonna be mute for the rest of the broadcast on this because it's our radio station, Seer, not yours. Now I had a precept for that, but they don't got away from me right now. What is it saying? 14 verse 9 of 1 Kings. Numbers. But this is what he's trying to tell the children of the book. And 14 verse 9 of Numbers, what are you saying, Mother? In 14 verse 9? Well, see, soon Beit Oel is going to be coming. Yeah, 14 verse 9.
Numbers chapter 14 verse 9. Only rebel not against Yahuwah, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And Yahuwah is with us. Fear them not.
But see, we don't know that Yahuwah's big black hand with us. And they're going to do everything they can to try to slow this ministry down. But this ministry is ordained to take care of Yahweh's business. No, there ain't going to be no Teflon. No. You don't have a lot of rabble-rousers come out. You know, you got to understand that. But he makes it plain exactly what you use when the rabble-rousers get started at your mother. And 1 Samuel 17, it tells you exactly what you do. See, the Bible tells you exactly what you do when the rabble-rousers get all excited. When the rabble-rousers get all excited, this is what you do. And 1 Samuel 17 there, mother, D.F. Israel, let's see what you do when the rabble-rousers, see what we're doing, we're starting for time because the big dignitaries on cut daughter Yahweh unmutes her microphone. They might unmute it and they might not. I don't know. That's just their radio station, so they do what they want to do. But, and David says something, D.F. Israel. He says something in the 17th chapter. What I said, 17?
Yes.
He says something.
Yes.
And what did he say in verse number 45? What he said in 17:45? What did he say?
1 Samuel chapter 17. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, saying, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled.
You see that? So mother, according to that verse, mother, what is the six anointed camps working with according to verse 45? What are we working with, mother?
The name of Yahweh, YHWH.
And he says, the world got the decks already stacked. But you know our strength is the word of Yahweh. Long we stay in the word of Yahweh, we in business. See, when we try to compete in their arena, we always come up short. And that would happen today. We always try to compete in their arena, and we leave Yahweh short. And long as you leave this man short, you cannot beat this man in his arena. He got the deck stacked. Manipulate you in so many different ways. Remember Hoover, what he did for Marcus Garvey him? He pulled a string on them both ways, had E.D. the board, whatever the name is, and both of them going against each other, and he back there pulling the strings. But see, remember, none of them had no Yahweh with them. The key to this thing is make sure you got your Yahweh first. Make sure the desires of your eyes is about Yahweh's business. Then he will forewarn you that I'm going to deliver you when you need me. See, but if you ain't got your Yahweh first, you so busy with the world, trying to keep up with the world, and that one-eyed Satan, then Yahweh gonna pay you no never mind. Matter of fact, he gonna do you some Hosea 5:15. Hey, Mother D up Israel, what he'll do for you in Hosea 5:15?
Mm-hmm. Hosea chapter 5, verse 16. Hosea 5, 16 reads, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early.
Mm-hmm. So you see, he's gonna do. He said, I'm gonna go to my place. I'm just gonna sit there and watch you. I'm gonna watch you and see if you're gonna take care of Yahweh's business. He said, I'm gonna sit there and watch you and see what you make a Bible decision on my business. I'm just gonna watch you. Now, how is he gonna watch you in 18:4 of Isaiah? Hey, mother. Hey, dear Israel. How are you gonna watch you? Let's get a precept on that. 18:4 of Isaiah.
For so Yahweh said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon earth, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
He's your Isaiah. He said, I'm just going to sit there. I'm just going to go sit next to my father. I'm just going to watch y'all. I'm going to see who's going to be on Yahweh's side and who's going to continue to be off in their feelings. Who's going to continue to just drag their feet and just say it's Yahweh's business. He said, I'm going to watch you. Then all of a sudden, he's going to bring that drummer down on you. Then you wonder where that drummer come from. Where that drummer come from? He tell you now. Because Yahweh, he pays attention to certain things in his Bible that you need to know about. Let's get a case in point what Yahweh pay attention to. Let's run back to that 32nd chapter of Exodus. Let's take a look at something. Let's see what Yahweh pay attention to. We go on to Exodus 32, verse 22. Let's see what Yahweh pay attention to, that he's all ears to. And the 32nd chapter, I was trying to look, see if I find Mother's Eve telephone number, and my book can give a quick call to come on the airwaves, because the big dignitary said, Daughter Yahweh is going to be mutes out of the broadcast because she got too much energy. Ain't that something? She got too much energy. You see that? She got too much energy, huh? So she going to be muked out of the broadcast. Right? So, in the book of 32, Mother, what do it say is that Yahweh got his eyes on? He says something, Mother. He said something I want to, but I'm struggling right now, Mother. The seer is struggling right now. But he said something to Moses that I want to bring out. Now, he said something to Moses, Mother, and I want to bring it out, but I'm struggling right now. He made up a final statement to Moses about something, but I'm struggling right now. He says to Moses, He says something, Mother, but Osiris is struggling right now. He made up a final statement to Moses about something, and I'm looking right at it. I know I'm close enough to see it. He told Moses something, but let's find out who this Moses is first. I'll start a little bit. Let's see what Moses is according to 7 verse 1 of Exodus. Let me start a little bit. 7 verse 1 Exodus. Who is Moses anyway? 7 verse 1 of Exodus.
Okay. Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be thy seer.
So what was Moses to the peoples again now? Mother, what was Moses to the peoples of Israel?
Yahweh.
Okay. So now when his brother said this to him, he was talking pretty good. When his brother looked him eyeball to eyeball, his brother made a statement out, Mother. His brother looked him eyeball to eyeball, and he made a statement to him in the book of Exodus. He looked him eyeball to eyeball and said something to him, Mother. And what did he say? he said something to him, and I like to hear that verse. He said something to him, and in verse 22. So now we can understand in verse 22, 32:22.
Exodus 32:22. And Aaron said, "Let not the anger of my Yahweh wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief."
What did Aaron call Moses' mother? So Moses was to Aaron and to the people's what mother? According to verse 22.
Yes, sir.
Is that mother? So you see that? So Moses, but Yahweh made a statement to Moses. He made a statement. And I'd like to pull it out. Something he said to Moses. You know, because Moses went and stood in the gap for the children of Israel. He stood in the gap, mother. Then Moses said something. Then Yahweh responded back to Moses. He responded back to Moses, and something happened, mother. But I've been struggling ever since the big dignitaries played their hand in grand style. Let's see something he said to Moses that we need to really take it to mind. He says, he says something to Moses in the 30, in that same 32nd chapter, mother. He says something, he said a profound statement to Moses. He says something to him. And what did he say? I'm going to take a shot at it, mother. I'm going to take a shot. In verse 31. What
do you say
in verse 31?
Exodus 32:31. And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said, "Hold, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them false Yahwehs of gold." 32. "Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray you, out of thy book, which thou hast written." In verse 33.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, "Whosoever have sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book."
I need a little bit more. It's something I need a little bit more. Maybe it's called Numbers. I need a little bit more. I need for him to say something else, mother. I need for him to say something else to Moses. He said something else to Moses, mother, but I'm still here struggling. He's struggling out on tape number 28. He's struggling big time. But he said something to him. He said something, mother, but I'm struggling. In the book of Numbers, he said something that we need to read. So I'm going to keep talking until I come up with something. He said something about these people's mother, but the old seer is struggling right now, big time. So I'm out to table that. But he did tell Moses something that I'd like to bring out in this broadcast. broadcast what he said to Moses. And so what I'll do, I'll just table that. Because I like to bring it out. But I ain't no count with it. I ain't no count right now.
Well, I think,
so I'll leave it alone.
I'm thinking he's talking about in Numbers 12. myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good,
Okay, in verse 7. In verse 7, it says, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Verse 8, with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speech. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore, then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
That sounds real good. Let's go to Numbers 14 there, Moses. We're going to 14 and this is what we're looking for, Numbers
14. Numbers 14.
And let's look at verse number. Look at number 14. Let's look down at verse number 17. Let's watch Moses talk that good talk, and let's see what Moses say. Let's watch Moses talk that good talk to Yahweh. Well, Yahweh, he got killing on his mind, mother. Yahweh got killing on his mind. Now watch old Moses talk this good talk in the 14th chapter, verse 17 and 18. Then we gonna really deal with it in grand style of 19. Listen out. Now Yahweh got killing on his mind, mother. Look what he says in Numbers 14, verse 17 and 18. So now Moses was on the clock. You know, he's the Yahweh, but the big Yahweh. And Moses now, he gonna make some statements in Numbers 14, verse 17, 18. Let's see what's going on here, Mother.
Numbers chapter 14, verse 17 through 19 or 18.
Numbers 14, verse 17 and 18. Let's listen to this.
Numbers chapter 14, verse 17. And now I beseech you, let the power of my Yahweh be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving sin. And sin, and by no means clearing the guilty. Visiting the sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
Okay. He's going to get knockout blows in 19, mother. Come on.
19. Pardon?
19,
I beseech you.
Yeah, 19, 20. Knockout blow.
Numbers chapter 14, verse 19 to 20. 19. Pardon, I beseech you, the sins of this people, according unto the greatness of your mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your word.
You hear that, mother? Mm-hmm. Now, he was ready to kill the nation of Israel. And what did Yahweh just say, mother?
I have pardoned according to your word.
So Moses stood in the gap and saved the children of Israel. He said, you've been pardoned according to thy words. Hey, Mother Eve, forget a minute. Come on the broadcast. You better where I need it on the broadcast, that Mother Eve. All right. Fear Israel. Shalom. So you see that Yahweh ain't going to hear, but who Yahweh going to hear, Mother? He stood in the gap for the whole nation of Israel. And he told Moses, you're going to say all the right things. You let them know about my power and how I operate. He said, now I'm going to pardon these people, these 12 tribes of Israel, according to thy words. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries. People don't understand it. Keep on understanding. Yahweh don't change how he operates. See, you know, everybody, they don't treat the old seer right. They like to talk that smack to the old seer. But you understand he got something written throughout 4, verse 7 and 8. He got something written in Sirach chapter 4, mother. Look what he got written in verse 7 and 8. Sirach chapter 4. Verse 7 and 8.
Okay. Okay. 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Shema chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Give thyself the love of the congregation, and bow your head to a great man.
Back at the verse six.
For if he curse you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayers shall be heard of him that made him.
Yeah. You're saying the same thing. Moses stood in the gap for the children of Israel. But he said now, if he curse you, the bit of his mind, y'all walk on him. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries and teaching. You got to understand some. Y'all walk on him. You keep on back my business. Backbiter, murmur, complainer, and all that stuff. And then the seer pray to Yahweh about you ain't going to do right.
He gonna listen to that prayer. Cause it is right there. He gonna listen to that prayer. So you know, Keith, we just don't understand. Christianity is a morphine drip. It has really blinded our minds on every perspective. And long as we don't understand this Bible, we'll be at a standstill. But once we understand that the world gonna do what they got to do because they've been ordained to do what they got to do. But we've been ordained to do what we got to do. And that's to pray our peoples in the mindset they have now to stop paying those seals, no never mind. It's time now to do some Sirach 13:13 and 14, Mother. Hey, Mother, let's find out what Sirach 13:13 and 14 say. Sirach, chapter 13. Verse 13 and 14.
What does that say, Mother? Okay. Acts chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. And we observe and take good heed, for thou walkest in perils of thine overthrowing. When thou hearest these things, awake in your sleep. 14. Love Yahuwah all your life, and call upon him for thy salvation.
Is that a move? See what man saying? He said, when you hear this thing, wake up out of that sleep you're in. Wake up out of that sleep and call upon Yahuwah for the salvation. But remember one thing. Salvation is told plainly in the book exactly how salvation, the order of salvation. See, you got to know the order of salvation. And St. John, Mother, it tell you in 4:22, it tell you the order of salvation. See, you have to know the order of salvation. You know, we got to know what is the order of salvation according to the Bible. I mean, do you believe what the man's saying? That's what the man's saying. And 4:22, he going to give you the order of salvation. Let's see what he said, if we can read in 4:22, the order of salvation, St. John 4:22, Mother. Hey, Mother, talk about the order of salvation. What did it say?
St. John chapter 4, verse 22.
Yeah, we're looking for the order of salvation. That's what we're looking for, Mother, the order of salvation.
Okay. St. John chapter 4, verse 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of Judah.
All right. I know you're stumbling a big time, but read again, but make it plain to the national audience. You're telling them, listen, you don't know what you're worshiping. That's the same thing you tell the world today. You don't even know what you're worshiping. Now read verse 4:22 again, Mother, with that kind of boldness.
Chapter 4, verse 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of Judah.
You see that? So salvation starts with who, Mother?
You.
So bottom line is, that's right, Judah, Israel. That's where salvation starts at. We tell the world today, you don't even know what you worship. You don't even know what you worship. Salvation starts with Judah. Judah is the lead tribe of salvation. You don't even know what you worship. See, we think that Pope and Christianity, Islam, Judaism, no. Salvation starts with Judah. The first one Yahuwah is going to give some salvation will be Judah. And this is right there in verse 20. Read one more time for the big dignitaries to be clear that the first one going to get some salvation, according to one that's going to give the salvation, what do you say again, Mother? and 4:22, read with the boldness, but we can be clear. That's him talking and letting them know clearly when I rain down, when I deal with the salvation, who's going to get it first? And 4:22, bring it, mother.
St. John chapter 4, verse 22. You worship. You know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of Judah, Israel.
See that? See, we know. See, we know. See, we clear about what this thing gonna start at. So everybody all up in all these you know, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah. You know, on the real side, you're doing Isaiah 55, 1, 2, and 3, mother. On the real side, you know what you're really doing by serving Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah? You know what you're really doing? He told the seer what you're really doing in the 5th chapter, 1, 2, 3. The book of Isaiah, 55, 1, 2, 3. What
did he say, Mother? Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 to 3 reads, Ho, everyone that thirsts, come you to the waters, and he that has no money, come you, buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not? Hearken, listen diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Verse 3. Incline your ears and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David.
You see that, Mother? So, Mother, when they pay the seer and Yahweh, no, never mind, all they're doing is they're doing what it says in 127 verse 1 of Psalms, Mother. Hey, Mother, what are they really doing? That's why when you see the we have a couple of handkerchiefs. Because he be watching you. But what you're really doing is 127 verse 1 of Psalms, Mother. What are you doing in Psalms 127 verse 1?
Psalms 1.
Verse number 1.
Okay. Psalms 127, verse 1. Except Yahweh build the temple, thou labor in vain that build it. Except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waits but in vain.
Sit. If you ain't got your Yahweh before you, Mother, what are you doing, Mother, according to 127, verse 1? What are you doing again, Mother? And what?
You're doing it in vain.
You're doing it in vain. And see, and everybody just scooting all around, and they have cock in their Yahweh, and they can count their $10, but they don't know what you're doing by not keeping the order of Yahweh's book. You're doing it in vain. You're on the real side, and he's going to let you know you're doing it in vain, time appointed. But, so, Mother, what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at a couple of things and about what happens when you shut this body down, when your time is on the clock, when the preacher takes your money. You know, get you all disembobulate, take your money and all that stuff. We're going to look at a couple of things, Mother. We can take our time there because, you know, big dignitaries, they don't play their hand in grand style. So, but But they got it's a day coming that we gonna he gonna strengthen our hand to take care of them in grand style, the big digging terrorists. That's why we keep telling you, support this ministry, Land School, Banquet Hall radio station, so we can help our people. So the greatest legacy you can do is help your loved ones where they shut it down. And they don't need business dark cook so much. See, you won't get away from business dark cook. It's like a can of paint. Oh, man, I found a can of brown paint laying in the corner. God, dog, it's standing still so long. It's all clogged up and hardened. Oh, I'm going to throw it away. No, don't throw that can away. Don't throw that brown paint away. What you going to do with this brown paint? Look how stiff it is now. No, don't throw it away. Let's take this bucket right here. Let's put some hot water in it and get us a stick. Let's get a hammer first and beat it down first. Take a hammer and beat it and keep pouring water in there. Keep beating it until we get it all stirred up. And the more you keep beating that with the hammer and that stick and loosen up them clogs in there, that's the same thing about your body. If you get these clogs in your body, it's because of one thing. Your blood too thick, you're sitting around too long, you got to get up out them seats, you got to bounce that blood up, and you got to eat. You got to leave the chicken, cow, and hog alone for 90 days. And that's what open your body up. Green food, keep your yakwa first, and all them problems in your body, within 90 days, it start get away from you. You know, that's how you don't just throw the can away because the paint is all locked up. No, you keep pouring water in that paint. And you take a hammer and beat them clogs out that paint. Then once you beat it down real good, you take a stick and start stirring it. And all of a sudden you see that paint come back to life. That's the same thing about your body. You're going to continue to be visiting all these doctors and everything else until you understand something. When you sit around, your blood going to get thicker, and it clogs your blood up until you back away from that starch eating and put your yakwa first and bounce that blood around and then keep that blood circulating by bouncing it, replenishing it with water and bounce that blood around. Keep shaking that blood up. Same thing you do with orange juice that's been sitting around and same thing you do about an old paint bucket. Old brown paint sitting over there. Oh, man, I'm going to throw it. No, don't throw it away. We're going to beat this thing down to powder. And we're supposed to keep pouring water in it. And we're going to keep stirring it up. We're going to keep stirring up till that paint come back to that same thing about your body. You gotta always find time to bounce your body. Bounce your blood up. Shake that blood up. Because if you don't, them blood clots start sticking in your body. And them blood clots, and Dr. Cook is never going to tell you that them blood clots are causing you just sitting around watching everyone I say. And then all of a sudden you make a quick move, and then Dr. Cook got you again. So what we got to do is always find time to bounce our blood up. Shake that blood up. Keep shaking that blood up. And then you'd be surprised how good you feel because, remember, like we're saying, it's a big job to heal up. The six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. And we want to make sure we're clear who's going to be ready to stand up for this thing and make it happen. You know, Daughter Yahweh made a statement. She said, I sure like to one day teach the kids. But how's that going to come to pass? Because, like I said, the place we're going to is already school connected to it anyway. So all that gonna be, but now we gotta make sure she understands. You gotta teach the Bible. A school is already connected to it and everything. And all we gotta do now is just know to teach these young ones and these old ones. So we don't spoke it into existence. Now we just gotta make it work. But then we gotta be prepared. And another thing we gotta do, because I remember I got the word back from the caretaker. He said, you know, this place is a big old place, but I ain't never seen this place packed unless it's a funeral. Okay, that's real good. That's a funeral, bring people out. See, but now, we them are supposed to bring you out. In 13:42 of the book of Acts, let me show you what's supposed to bring you out. Acts 13:42. Let's see what's supposed to bring you out. This is what's supposed to bring you out if you're doing the Bible. In the book of Acts, chapter 13, mother, verse number 44. Let's see what it says in 44. No, read verse 42 and 44. Let's see what's supposed to bring you out. Acts 13:42 and 44. Let's see what the Bible said supposed to bring you out.
13, verse 42 and 44. Verse 42. And when Judah were gone out of the temple, the Gentiles besought that these words might be taught to them the next Sabbath. Verse 45.
Mm-hmm.
And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh.
You say that, Mother? So you're supposed to all of a sudden you just come out for the funeral. You're supposed to come out for what reason, Mother, according to verse 44? On what day?
For the word of Yahweh. To hear the word of Yahweh.
That's right. On the Sabbath day, you're supposed to come out and hear the word of Yahweh. See, you're supposed to come out on Friday night, Saturday night, and get down to the great big temple to hear the word of Yahweh. That's the game changer. Not just all you meet up on funerals and you got these big old feast days coming up. You got one coming up next month, Passover. That's when you're supposed to go all out and eat them up, drink them up, and people come all over the country. And that's when you're supposed to Passover. But we comes all over the country for funerals. So this thing been turned upside down. We come out on funerals. No, you come out on these feast days. On these feast days coming up. Because in Acts chapter 2, Mother, Acts chapter 2, if we come out for a funeral, like the caretaker said, this place only have packed in when it's a funeral, when somebody don't arrange a funeral. But see, now we got to put a stop to that. That's why we got to make sure, Sister Jay, we got to make sure that once wrought iron fence is up and them signs put up real good and flashing real nice and a lot of lights, that we put that on that YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. We gotta make sure we went to the wrought iron fences put up all around both sides of the street, and then the signs is up with the timeline when we have classes on in the signs, and once that all put together, then we got to put that straight on that YouTube, put a picture of that, and what else, YouTube and Facebook, because people love to go to Facebook, they love to go on to Facebook, and then TikTok. So once we show the building and the security of the wrought iron fences going all the way around it on both sides. And then you got the name of Yahweh's Voices over to Israelite classes at 7 o'clock on Friday and 2 o'clock on Saturday, and it's all on that YouTube. Then Yahweh will take it from there. So keep that in your mind, there, Sister J, Israel. Keep that in your mind. Because that's where I gotta be. That's the game changer. So we know it's a big place, but the game changer is we gotta get them signs up and them wrought iron fences up quick. And we also gotta get them lights flashing. You know, like I watch the some big restaurants. The first thing they do is put their signs up. I know you don't see nothing in the vacant lot but number they signs. So you be aware of it, and it might take a minute to sort of get up in there. But I'm saying, again, we got to make sure we got to get them signs up. They got to get that wrought iron fences up. Then when they drive past, they'll start communicating. Oh, that's going to be Yahweh's voices of the Jewish life, the ministry in the school. Biblical teaching. Okay, it'll be, then start communicating about it. So we got to get that. Then once you put it on YouTube and put it on Facebook and put it on TikTok, with all that good stuff, that's how it's going to happen. So that's what we got to do. That's the game plan right there, Sister J. That's the game plan right there. So that's the game plan right there. We got to get, that's how we're going to get people's attention, by putting it on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. But we got to get them, the gates up, signs up, big signs up, inside and outside, although they gonna be working on the place. Good. But we gotta get that out the way already. Gotta get everything out the way. And that's how it's gonna happen. So that's what Yahweh is saying. That's how it's gonna happen. Now, Mother, what are we going on? What are we reading, Mother?
Acts chapter 2.
Okay, good. Okay, Acts chapter 2 now. They talk about the day of Pentecost, but it really was the Feast of Weeks. Let's see what's going on in 2 verse 1, Mother. See, this is what we got to see. We've been, all we do, we comes out for funerals. Like the caretaker say, this place on time to be packed and went funerals. But see, that ain't Bible. Look what's happening here in 2 verse 1. Now, it says the day of Pentecost was really the fifth. Feast of the Week. What's going on, Mother,
and 2:1? In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Well, that Pentecost is Feast of the Week. So they was all in one accord. Now, the day of Feast of the Week come. Now, when we go and find out who came to the Feast of Weeks? Now we want, all we want to find out who came. Let's see who came, Mother. That's what we want to find out right now. So now on the feast days of Leviticus 23, Mother, let's find out when it's time for the feast days, not just come out on funerals. You will come out on these feast days. Let's see what it says that in verse number, let's find out five. It was all on one accord. What happened, Mother? Verse
in
five.
Leviticus 23?
Yes, same book. Same, in two, you read 2:1, you skipped verse five. You read 2:1,
okay,
now you're going to verse five.
Okay. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. And there were dwelling at Judah, Yahweh Judah, devout men out of every nation on the heaven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay. And then what happened next? In verse number 14.
Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judah, and all you that dwell at Judah, be this known unto you, and hearken, listen to my voice, to my words.
Ain't that something? Ain't that nice? That's nice. See that? So the chief speaker nation of Israel, everybody came out for the feast. Then Peter has to explain what the speech is all about. And that's the same thing we do. We explain what the feast is all about. But people's supposed to come out for the feast days, not funerals. See, you got to understand something. We doing this thing total upside down. We're supposed to come out on feast days, big time. Now, hear me out, Mother. See, help me out in Matthew's, Mother. Help those see out. Because, see, we got to get this thing in order. Because like the caretaker said, all kinds of places be packed on funeral days. Well, it's supposed to be that way here. That's the turn upside down. It's supposed to be packed on the Sabbath days and feast days. It's supposed to come out with this thing. Now, Mother, in the book of Matthew's Mother, in the book of Matthew, can you help to see out of Matthew's what it says in 57 down to 60. What it says in Matthew's 57, 27, 57 down to verse 60. What it say?
You say Matthew's chapter what?
Matthew's 27.
Yes, sir.
Verse 57 down to verse 60. What does it say?
Verse
47 down to 60. Yeah, down to 60.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you good. Matthew 27, verse 57
down to verse 60. 57 to 60.
Okay. Matthew 27, verse 57 to 60. Verse 57 reads, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Yahweh's disciple. Follow. Verse 58. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Yahweh the Son. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. 59. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. Verse 60. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewed out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
Huh?
What do you do, Mother? Hey, Mother, what did he do again?
He laid it in that sepulchre in the cave, and he departed.
And he done what, Mother?
He departed.
Okay. Let's precept that and find out he departed where. Let's go to St. John, chapter 20, verse 8. Where did he go? After he put him in the tomb, where did he go? We're going to precept that to the 20th chapter of St. John, verse 8. Where did he go, Mother?
St. John, chapter 20, verse 8. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed.
Then what in verse 10? Then what?
Verse 10. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home.
What happened, Mother? What happened here? What happened? Once they left the barrier site, what did they do, Mother?
They went home.
They went home. What do Christianity, Islam, and Judaism do after the barrier site, Mother? What did they do?
They go on.
No, we don't go home. We don't go home. We go to what's called a middle class. We call it, what they call that thing. We go to a place that's already set up where you eat chicken and cow and you eat for the next two, three hours. What that place called? What they call it? The afterpass. They call it something. What they call it? They use once you have the repass. What do I do with the Bible? Repass. That's what they go to. After you leave, you go to the repass. Is that right, Mother?
No, we
edifying the national audience, Mother. Look, yes. Fake it till you can make it. At least fake it till you can make it. After every funeral, you got the place set up where you have the dentals and everything prepared for you go in and sit down and you eat. But according to the Bible, once you bury these person in the ground, according to 20 verse 10, you're supposed to do what, Mother? What it says in 20 verse 10?
John chapter 20 verse 10. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home.
You see that, Mother? You see it, but like the caretaker was saying, he said, now, this place ain't never packed unless it's a funeral. Because if it's a funeral, everybody comes out for a funeral, then what they do, they come back and then they sit around for the next 3-4 hours and eat all that. Listen, that's what Yahuwah set these feast days up right here. That's where he set these Sabbath days up. At these feast days, that's when you folks be packing all in, sitting around eating and drinking and talking that good talk. At the feast days, the Passover coming up, the Feast of Weeks coming up, all the feast days of Yahuwah coming up, but then the days you're going to pay no never mind. That's when you folks come out to hear the word of Yahuwah. That's when Peter stood up with the 11 and told them all the wonderful works of Yahuwah. That's when you folks will come together and do the eat them up and drink them up. But we got this thing upside down. Read that what it says in Isaiah 26. Let's see what happened. We're going to do it, Mother. 26:18. Can you have to see it out?
Mm-hmm.
What happened, really did, Mother? That's why we got this. When we get on the main stream, we got to be able to teach the Bible. We know it's not going to be popular, but it's still you get the blessing of Yahuwah and teach the Bible. See, once you, the body, you have that body, and that body will not be seen no more. So you sitting around, that's Christianity, rebuild a person at their worst estate, according to when you get your in there. That ain't supposed to happen. We understand one thing. We got to know Yahuwah's word. Somebody got to teach Yahuwah's word. And the Sixth Anointed Count is going to teach the Bible. See, we clear that, like I told my loved ones, when the seal finally is shedding down, once he come out that corner, just wrap those seal up and take them and drop them off and go about your business. Because that's the end of it. You know why we say that's the end of it? Why, Mother? Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Why? Going to Ecclesiastes, Mother.
Ecclesiastes.
We're going to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, Mother. We're gonna show you why. So it's always been left instruction exactly what the seer's wishes is. Because in 9 verse 7 says what, Mother? What it says in 9 verse 7? Ecclesiastes 9 verse 7?
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry mind. For Yahweh now accept your work.
What that mean by go your way, my? What that mean now? Since we already read the precept in verse 10, what do you mean go thy way? Go thy way. Go thy way where? You
keep
just
going.
Got to read, mother, in 20 verse 10. Go read it again. Come on now. Work with those here for a minute. Go well. It said go thy way. Then you hold it. Go well. Now come back to 20. Come back to 20 verse 10 and go well. St. John 20 verse 10, go well.
Okay, let me get back there. John 20 verse 10. John chapter
20 verse 10.
The disciples went away again. To their own home.
Read verse 8. After what? Why they go to their own home? What did they see to go home? Verse 8.
John chapter 20, verse 8. Then went in also that other disciple which came first, and he saw and believed.
He saw and believed, and what did he do? What did he do in verse 10, mother? After he seen and believed, what did he do in verse 10?
Verse 10, the disciples went away again unto their own home.
That's right, mother. See, somebody got to teach his Bible, mother. But when it comes down to these days, that's when we supposed to get Sabbath days, feast days. That's when we supposed to be able to pass out the flowers and the good eating, the good drinking it up, because a person can respond back to you. See, that's when you want to do that. See, you know, that's why I say there's no accident. This ministry got to deal with this right here. The 600 cap got to deal with this Bible. Now, give me one verse again in 27 of Matthew. Come back to Matthew 27. Give me one verse again, mother. Give me one verse. Give me 27, verse number 60. 27, verse 60. Give me one verse, mother. 60. 27, verse 60 in Matthew.
Okay. Matthew chapter 27, verse 60. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewed out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre. And departed.
So where did he depart to, mother? Where did he depart to according to St. John 20, verse 10? Where did he depart to?
St. John 20, verse 10. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home.
You see that, mother? So that's why we got to understand. Now, what do Book of Isaiah, what it says in what it says that we read in the Book of Isaiah, I'm turning around, it says in the 20. Well, I'm talking right now, but read what it says in verse 19 to 21.
We're going to Isaiah 26:19-21. What does it say?
Okay, Isaiah 26. Isaiah chapter 26. You say 20 and 21.
19 down to verse 21.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body, shall they arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in dust, for thou dew is as the dew of earth, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
Stop there. Stop it there, mother. Now stop it there, mother, for a minute. Now, folks, where do the Christian pastor say the dead is at? Where they say they at? They're in heaven and speaking back down and saying they're made it, right?
Yeah.
You see that? You see what the Christian pastors tell you? That they made it heaven, but according to 26:19, where they at, man? Where everybody at according to 26:19? Where they at?
That dead men shall live together with my dead body, shall they arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in dust, for your dew is as the dew of earth, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
According to the Bible, mother, where's all the dead bodies at?
They in the earth.
They in the earth. They not up in the way. Now let's get a precept on that. Get a precept on that, mother. Go back to Ecclesiastes 9:2. Let's get a precept on that, mother. 9:2. We're going to the precept. 9:2.
Chapter 9:2. Read. All things come alike. To all there is one event, to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifice and to him that sacrifice not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that swears as he that fears an oath.
So this is one for everybody. What's one event, verse 3? What is the one event, mother, verse 3?
Verse 3, this is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, S-U-N, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the mind of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their minds while they live, and after that, they go to the dead.
Verse 5, and what happened? And what happened in verse 5?
Verse 5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead knows not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten.
Verse 10.
Okay. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether thou goest.
So now, if you hear, you hear those that say, well, you know, I get peace by going out to the grave. I'm just going to go out and get it to peace. By not talking right.
You're breaking up,
Sam. You know, by not right. So we got the drinks. That's the third chapter, Mother. We're going to the third chapter in the same book. Back up to the third chapter, and we're gonna look at verse number 18 down to verse 20. And we're going to find out where that been pulled at. We're going to 3, verse 18 down to verse 20. Mother, D.F. Israel.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 18.
Verse 18, 19, and 20. 18, 19, and 20. What does it say?
Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 18 to 20. Verse 18, I said in my mind concerning the state of the sons of men, that Yahweh might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. 19, for that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Every one thing befalleth them. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yet they have all one breath, so that a man has no preeminence. Above a beast, for all is vanity. Mm-hmm. Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
All go into one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again.
You all are the dust, and all return to dust again. Now, where did you pull that from, Mother? Let's go to Genesis 3:19. Where did he pull that from? How did he come up with that kind of conclusion? Where did he get that from? Let's see where he got it from, Mother. And Genesis 3:19. Where did that statement from? He has to pull it from.
Verse 19. Genesis chapter 3, verse 18 and 19.
Just one verse, 19.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. In the sweat of your face shall thou eat bread until thou returnest unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return.
Okay. So what did Job say in 33 before behind it? We understand Adam was Yahweh's son. He let Adam know, you're going back where you came from, but thus you are, and thus you shall return for Adam. Now, Job, Issachar, boy, picked up the phone and this way, in 33, verse 4, Mother. What he said in 33, verse 4?
Job chapter 33, verse 4. The spirit of Yahweh has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life.
So give you life. So now
15, mother. Make it plain in Job 34, verse 15.
Job chapter 34, verse 15. All flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So what did Job say in the 19th chapter, verse number 20 to 29? What did Job, Issachar boy, say in the 19th chapter, verse 29 to verse 29? What did he say?
Job 19, verse 20 to 29, verse 20 reads, my bones cleave to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Verse 21. Have pity upon me. Have pity on me, all you, my friends, for the hand of Yahweh has touched me. Verse 22. Why do you persecute me as Yahweh and are not satisfied with my flesh? 23. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were painted in a book. 24. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Verse 26. And through after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see Yahweh. 27. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reign be consumed within me. Verse 28. But you shall say, why persecute we him, seeing the rot of the matter, the root of the matter is found in me. 29. Be you afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment.
See, we got to know, mother, it is a judgment. Let's go to the 14th chapter, Job, Issachar's boy, the Mexicans, and look at verse 5, 12 through 17 and 22, mother. Let's go to Job chapter 14, verse 5, 12 through 17 and 22.
Job chapter 14, verse 5. Seeing his days are determined, the numbers of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Verse 14. So may
12,
I lie down. For man lieth down and raises not till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep. Verse 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. 14. If a man died, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Verse 15. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hand. To what?
Straight on down to 17 and 22. Straight down to 17 to 22.
Verse 16. For now thou number my steps. Doest thou not watch over my sin? Verse 17. My sin is sealed up in a bag, and thou sawest up my sin.
But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you die, that's when what happened, Mother, in 14 verse 17? Now, what happens in 14 verse 17 again?
14 verse 17. My sin is sealed up in a bag, and that's when you can say,
somebody can say that you have made it, because now your sins have been sealed up in the bag. Now he can accept your works. Now your sins have been sealed up in the bag. Now he had accept your work. Are you ready, Ecclesiastes? Now come back and read Ecclesiastes again, Mother. We're trying to edify the national audience. Understand, when you got this thing, we're going to the ninth chapter, Mother. We're going to the ninth chapter. Now you own something now, Mother. You got to hold on now. Now you own something. Now go back to read Ecclesiastes 9, verse 7. But now you own something. Now you're edifying those that need to understand this thing. Now you better edify them. Your sins are sealed up when? In 9, verse 7 of Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry mind, for Yahweh now accept your works.
You see that? So Yahweh, accept your works. So that's when you seal up. Once you see you now, long we walk in the face of the earth, we not sealed up until Yahweh put you down. Now you've been sealed. Now you've been sealed because Yahweh have accepted your work. Now your books is closed on you, huh? It's closed on you. Now it's closed. Now go back to Ecclesiastes while you're there. And read verses of the last two verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 and 14. See, this is when you're edifying those that need to know about what happens, but you be clear about this thing. You have no problem, no guessing. Clear about it. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, his laws, his statutes.
Mm-hmm.
For this is the whole duty of man.
Yeah.
14, for Yahweh shall bring every work unto judgment, with every secret mm-hmm. thing, whether it be good
yeah.
or whether it be evil.
You see that? You see that, Mother? So now we edify. We're talking that talk now. Let's go to Daniel 12, 1, 2, and 3. Come on, Mother. You're hanging on in there, Mother. Daniel 12, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, you're walking it down. Ain't no accident. Now you're walking it down, Mother. You're edifying the national audience over 900,000 strong exactly what's going on so they can have it in writing on tape 28. Daniel 12, 1, 2, and 3.
Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame, and everlasting contempt. Verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Now let's get the precept on that by going to St. John chapter 5, verse 18 down to verse 29, and the closing statement. You hang in there, Mother. You're edifying the national audience now. Now you put a wrap it up in St. John 5, 18 down to 29. Listen good.
St. John chapter 5, verse 18 to 29. John chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, Judas fought the more to kill him, because he not only had...
What's the read? Hold on, Mother. You reading St. John 5, 18?
Yeah.
All right, you reading St. John 5, 18, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. All right, tell you what, to get down to verse 20 for time's sake, then. Now, skip down to verse 19. Forget about 18, go 19. 19. Pick up the verse 19.
Okay. Verses 19. St. John 5, 19. Then answered Yahweh the Son and said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. 21. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. 22. For the Father judged no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. Verse 23. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent me. 24. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believe on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. 25. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh, and they that hear shall live. 26. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. 27. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. 29. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Read verse 28-29 and close them and give them up. Take your time. Go ahead and deliver the knockout blow in verse 28 and 29, for we'll be clear how this thing gonna work. And we're gonna take care of business. Verse 28-29 and a closing statement, Mother.
John chapter 5, verse 28-29. Verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and the ending which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. 29. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Now, Mother, you deliver the knockout blow in grand style. So that means if they don't catch it, they just don't catch it. That's how it's going to be with the precept. How it's going to happen, there it is. Closing statement, Mother, to tomorrow at 7:30. You got the closing statement, come on.
I can't find my statement that I wanted to do, but I thank Yahweh for being able to be part of the broadcast tonight and learning Yahweh's word, his instructions. And I thank Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Well, Mother E and daughter Yahweh with the big dignitary just cut off the radio, says she mucked off of the broadcast. Wait, they're going to do their part, and we got to do ours. So we understand plainly that the Son is going to be the one to call and get you up out the ground. All this that ever passed is in the ground. All. Ain't nobody up in the way. Nobody to be raptured away. Ain't no 3-year rapture, no 7-year rapture, no. Everybody's in the ground that have died. And when he come back, the one that's alive, he's going to change them, put the fix on them, and raise the ones out of the ground. Now, if you have done good, you go into the kingdom. If you have not kept the law, statutes, and the commandments, he's going to burn you in the fire. So make it plain. We're making it plain to you. That's why it's so important to support this ministry. Land School, Banquet Hall, radio station. Bigger the better. And remember one thing, these feast days coming up in Passover, unleavened bread, all these feast days is coming up. That's when you're supposed to do all your eating and drinking and everything else. After a funeral, you put your loved ones in the ground and you go home. Now, on feast days, that's when you come out for them feast days, eat them up, drink them up, and talk all the talk about how is the family doing. We're doing it the wrong way. It ain't no middle pass or after pass, what they call that. in between and all that, that ain't nothing but a money scheme that Pope Gregory came up with in the 13th century to fleece your pockets and keep you broke all year round for the next 20 years about trying to pay for things. And if you, and remember, them $5,000, $10,000 casters, you no longer want to put in that ground. That undertaker will go wait till you round the corner and pull that casket back up, put you in the box, put you in that ground, and put that casket right back up for sale. You'll be on pay $10,000 for a casket that the undertaker will take right back and put you in a box and bury you in that, and bury you in a box and shine that casket right on back up and sell it to the next person. You got it? Good. That's why I'll be with you all. We'll catch you tomorrow at all on this broadcast at 7:30 tomorrow. Remember, 7:30 is the broadcast. I'm the elders, the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, and all on the international side. Yahweh be with you all, and Yahweh bless you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. And Yahweh bless you all. Shalom. Oh, yeah, mother. Yeah, mother. Eva did call you earlier. We were trying to get you on the broadcast. Or mother, DF Israel has to go to the whole...